Walking out onto a muskeg, or wetland, in Iron County, the first things most people notice are the sensation of sinking and the sound of suction.
You can hear when we step.
Saturated sphagnum moss, or peat moss, covers the wetland. It's walkable, but only with knee boots on. But upon arriving, Aaron Marty first notices something different.
If you take a deep breath through the masks, you can get a bit of a whiff of, it's kind of a sweet, almost spicy aroma.
That wetland smell takes Marty, now a DNR wetland specialist, back to his Boy Scout days, learning about wetlands and feeding his interest in science.
Very, very interesting.
Very important.
He discovered this wetland near Carolyn Lake a few years ago and loved its carpet of moss, interspersed tamarack trees, and diversity of species.
When I came and saw this that fall, I thought, what an iconic picture. I should send this to the Tourism Bureau or something like that, you know?
The wetlands here span hundreds of acres, with plant species common to the landscape.
But yeah, here's the blueberries right here.
Besides providing unique plant habitat, Wisconsin wetlands host countless animals, often including birds, beavers, muskrats, and even moose and bear. They also act like giant sponges, holding and purifying water, says Matt Dahlman, the deputy state director for the Nature Conservancy.
And when you get that 4 to 6 or 8 inch rains in 24 hours, it's a critical function that wetlands play in being able to buffer that flood control.
These wetlands drain into nearby Carolyn Lake.
And those wetlands are the sponge and the release of that water so that we always have constant flow here.
Dahlman's organization, the Nature Conservancy, protects more than 1,000 acres of land in this area, in part because of what flows out of Carolyn Lake.
Yeah, so we're at the beginning of the Bad River. You can hear that water rushing. That 4-foot stream is the beginning of the Bad.
The Bad River flows north to Lake Superior, ending at the Kakagan Bad River Sloughs, wetlands of international significance. Including the ones near Carolyn Lake, wetlands define and influence major swaths of the state.
Wisconsin is rich in wetlands.
That's Nick Miller, the director of science and strategy for the Nature Conservancy's Wisconsin chapter. The state remains rich in wetlands despite millions of acres disappearing over the years, often from developers filling them in or farmers draining them. While about 6.4 million acres of wetlands still cover Wisconsin, many are under threat, Miller says.
There has been rollback and degradation, if you will, of those protections in recent times. And what case in point where we're seeing that is with the redefinition of what are waters of the U.S.
The federal Waters of the United States rule protects rivers, lakes, streams, and many wetlands from pollution, filling, and draining. But the Trump administration has sought to narrow what falls under its definition and what gets federal protection, as EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler said last year.
When President Trump took office, he immediately set in motion a process to remove and replace regulatory burdens that were stifling American innovation and economic development. The Obama administration's 2015 Waters of the U.S. definition was at the top of the list.
The administration's new Waters of the United States rule went into effect this year. It said, in its most basic form, that wetlands not directly and constantly connected to larger water bodies by surface water will no longer have protection. The Nature Conservancy estimates, under the new rule, 55% of remaining wetlands in Wisconsin will lose federal protection, says Miller.
We've already lost half, perhaps over half, of our state's wetlands. So now we're looking at rolling back federal protections so that another half are no longer federally protected.
Many wetlands in Wisconsin will retain state-level protection, but will lose the extra layer of federal protection and may be more at risk of disappearing thanks to human activities. Northern Wisconsin looks to be the most impacted, Miller says. Back out on the wetland near Carolyn Lake, our boots sink into the sphagnum moss bed. We're standing in a place that has a long history, says the DNR's Aaron Marty.
It takes tens of thousands of years for these ecosystems to form and come to fruition.
The Nature Conservancy's Matt Dahlman agrees. Once wetlands are gone, they're tough to get back.
You can't kid yourselves that we can replace this. There's literally, we're stepping on dozens of species of plants here. You can't mitigate that. You can't create that in any time that within our lifetimes that we can recreate that. It takes generations to thousands of years to replace.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer in Iron County.